It's our final segment as today on this fourth day of June of 2020, we celebrate and recognize the 70th anniversary of News Radio KMAN, or at the time it was just K-Man. And boy, we've had so much fun talking with Steve Jack and Roger Hamilton and Rich Wartell. And now we're going to be closing out our program for the next 5 minutes and visiting with the current general manager of Manhattan Broadcasting, Corey Reeves. Thanks again for coming in and sitting in on here.
Hey, you know, it's my pleasure. I was just enjoying sitting back listening to those guys. And, you know, as you and I spoke during the commercial break, I was just the punk kid that Rich Wartell hired now 22 years ago.
Yeah,
like half my adult life has effectively been spent in this building. I tried to get out of radio for like 18 months.
It just keeps sucking you back in,
couldn't
doesn't
do
it?
Couldn't do it. And it was still actually part-time kind of on air doing Powercat Game Day even at that time. So, yeah, you know, I really think local media is essential. And it's unfortunate when you see communities lose their local media source. And, you know, it happens. And it's... For you to have a vibrant, growing community, I think you have to have dedicated local media members, and K-Man's been that since 1950.
I think one of the things, and I think I've talked with everybody about this so far this morning, the fact that KMAN has been locally owned and locally operated for 70 years is, in this business, an anomaly.
It just doesn't work that way anymore.
And I don't even know of any other radio stations in Kansas that have been.
No, the rate that things have changed hands, especially, you know, since the mid-90s, is pretty staggering. I mean, we acquired Sunny 102, and, you know, it's the negotiations in late 2016 and went on the air in February 2017. That station had changed hands like four times in the previous 8 years before that. So to bring local ownership back home is a big deal.
You know, when you take a look at... Initially, you know, last year we were talking about having all kinds of different events and opportunities for people to participate and celebration parties and concerts and all kinds of stuff. And because of everything that's transpired this year, none of that was able to fall into place. But when you take into consideration what has happened here, not just here, but everywhere, the importance of anything and everything local is tantamount, probably more prevalent now than ever before.
Yeah, you know, so radio serves two incredibly important roles. One is community storyteller, and the other one is an essential source of immediate information at times of emergency. So even going back further than COVID, a year ago this time, we were, 2 inches from the top of the dam and concerning about evacuating portions of the town for a flood. So in the last 18 months, this community has been disrupted by potential flooding. Businesses along the Highway 24 corridor had to evacuate and move. We were sandbagging in this town. You know, a major source of tourism income left. And then COVID-19 comes in. It totally disrupts Kansas State University. It disrupts events and festivals. And the one thing that K-Man has always been able to do has been to provide that conduit of information, that constant update of what's the latest from emergency preparedness, you know, what's working with the local community. We did that with Pat Collins during the flooding, as well as the Army Corps of Engineers. And during COVID, you know, we've got our local experts on the air, whether it's the health department, whether it's the local hospital, and it's all of those folks, and we're able to relate that in a way that not only now do you get it on the air, but we're able to share it through social media. It lives on our website. It's completely accessible in ways that it never would have been 20 years ago even.
One of the things that I think is... I didn't really get it for a long time, but one of the most important factors that any local radio or media outlet can tell you is the relationships that you have, whether it be local authorities, you talked about Pat Collins, but the relationships with the listeners that we have developed, that has impacted me as much as anything that I have done in radio.
Yeah, and they'll retell you stories from from forever ago, which is amazing. You know, when radio's at its best, people feel like they're eavesdropping on a wonderful conversation. And I think that K-Man's been a great community storyteller that way. And we have to be. We're, as a locally owned small business, which is what Manhattan Broadcasting has been since 1950, we have to have those relationships. We depend on it. You know, if Manhattan isn't doing well, K-Man's not doing well. That's just the way that works. So it's a, you know, a circle of life relationship. We cheer for this community and these businesses harder than anybody knows. It doesn't matter if it's local small business, if it's philanthropy, if it's local events, if it's local attractions. They have to win for us to win. So we're their biggest cheerleader and storyteller all the time.
Well, and we will continue to be. And, you know, the future of radio is still very strong, and it's still an extremely vibrant entity.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. There's always going to be challenge when you own and operate a small business, and our small business owners know that today more so than ever. But, man, we are here for you. We want this town to win.
Corey Reeves, our general manager here at Manhattan Broadcasting, thanks for coming in and joining us this morning. This has been a lot of fun today.
Yeah, as of next year, it's more than half my life spending here with you, Dave. It's a long time, brother.
Thanks again to Steve Jack, Roger Hamilton, and Rich Wartell. I'm Dave Lewis. 1950, June the 4th, KMAN first went on the air. Happy 70th to us.
Pay Estate Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at KMAN.